Okay, this is week two, day two. I connect with my midsection chakras. I am supported and surrounded by high vibration. I am empowered. Congratulations on navigating through yesterday's lesson. This is life-changing work that will provide you with the clean and clear energy needed as an effective leader in your career, compassionate and assertive partner in your relationships, and overall a strong individual able to face any challenge with clarity. Remember, the intuitive is aware of others' energies while steadfast and strong in her own grounding. Through her internal wisdom, she frees herself from lower energy patterns. As an expansive being, innate guidance streams through and navigates life more effectively. Today's energy centers encompass the lower torso of the body. These are the second and third chakras. They are the energy centers making up our tribe, in other words, our family, business, career, and relationships. Our thoughts and beliefs surrounding self-empowerment and creativity, our ability to positively assert ideas and beliefs, and our ability to relate in all relationships make up these areas. Anatomically, these include our stomach, intestines, digestion, kidneys, lower back, middle back, ribs, and lungs. We may feel issues rise up related to several areas, such as, do I feel empowered in my life to express my ideas and desires in a positive manner? Do I feel supported and understood by the people around me in order to positively contribute my ideas to the group? Do I feel like I can comfortably, freely express my dreams and ideas in all of my relationships? When things don't seem to go as planned, am I able to adjust myself in a manner that effectively communicates the issue in a positive and timely manner? Can I adapt to life's ups and downs? Can I move and flex and flow with life? And can I adjust to almost anything I encounter from a secure and knowledgeable understanding that there is always a solution? A healthy energy center looks at every perceived problem as an opportunity to grow and expand in other ways. We can be powerful, expansive, energetic, colorful, and full of life no matter what is happening around us. Life is full of twists and turns. Our responses determine our ability to navigate effectively. Through an elevated sense of self-awareness and positivity from this center, we are internally understood and we understand with confidence that we are always supported and connected. When we know ourselves, we are without judgments towards ourselves, our lives, and the people around us. Life is, and we know that there is nothing keeping us from our empowered approach to life. Many of us have not yet fully embodied this state of awareness, thus remaining reactive to life. Repeating reactions to different forms of the same situations are merely based on beliefs and impulses held within us and our entire family and lineage. As we continue to react, we can create energetic situations or physical manifestations as symptoms, such as stomach aches, indigestion, kidney issues, back discomforts, and any dis-ease patterns. These imbalances are physical representations of what we continue to emotionally hold on to. Continuing to avoid resolving and releasing will continue to manifest limitations until we uncover what life wants us to see. As we learn how to clean up and clear out old beliefs, we begin to shift our life perspective. We may even begin to look forward to struggles because we view them as opportunities to clear out the things no longer working. When we do this, miraculous occurrences such as backaches diminishing, digestion reinvigorated, breathing deepens, and kidney issues resolve. This is possible. These energy centers are powerfully connected to physical, mental, and emotional areas. As the energy becomes transformed, we become stronger, our emotions balance, our confidence improves, and we move forward feeling supported. We begin embracing our innate rights to succeed, grow, and make a difference in the world. Are you ready to resolve and release? Let's get started and begin implementing the same techniques we learned yesterday. Remember, we can either witness what comes up as the day progresses, or we can actively use our meditation time to ask for input about what we need to help us effectively live an empowered life. In response to what comes up, we will continue to take notes to help us remember and make the connections with the growth we are making. Remember to breathe into everything that happens. The breath, the most important tool used to resolve and release energy. Tune into the sensations, the beliefs, the brief memories, and just breathe. Maybe during the day you suddenly feel something arise while at the grocery store. Use your innate power of intuition to speak with you. Could there have been a trigger connected to a story that is still playing within these chakras? These beliefs can hide and remain hidden until we begin to ask if for life for a greater, higher vibration. Allow this to happen. Take your time. Breathe. Sense what is happening. Maybe beliefs are bubbling up surrounding not being accepted or taken care of, no one listening to us, being all alone, life not being fair, no one cares about us, and I don't matter. I'm powerless, and there is nothing I can do, so why even try? I'm stuck, and I can't get out. They are going to leave me. Most of the issues we face in these chakras are surrounded by beliefs. They can also manifest as physical sensations. Aches and pains may happen in these areas. Remember, we are asking our intuitive selves to bring us to the level of being intuitive. Things will come up, wanting to be transformed. We want this to happen. Remember the rainbow yes ritual from the day before? Bring in a memory, a belief, or an idea. Put your hands on where you feel it in your body. Maybe you feel it in your heart. Just feel it. Breathe. Breathe into it without getting rid of it. Just allow it to be there. Then surround it with love. Love it with beautiful pinks, greens, golds, and silver shimmery light. Breathe. Breathe and just love it up. Thank it for being there. Tell it it has served you well. Ask your higher self to take care of it for you and ask for the great I Am presence to shift and transform it for you. You don't need this anymore. Ask yourself for help. Acknowledge how it has served you on your journey. Appreciate its efforts and then tell it that it can go. Breathe and send it lots of love and light. Then feel what happens next. Imagine it dissolving and releasing like pixie fairy dust, going back to that from which it came from. It dissolves into loving, light-filled energy that no longer holds the resistive lower frequencies of energy. Breathe it in. See rainbows of light all around you and just imagine light pouring into your body and freeing you from all limitations. Breathe and know. It has been transformed and released as golden light, vibrating and lifting up into the universe. Feel it, breathe it in, and sense and know this is true. It has happened, then acknowledge this shift has happened by orchestrating the rainbow yes ritual. Say yes to your higher self for healing. Clap once over your left shoulder and say yes. See golden sparkles from your hands as you clap. Then clap over your right shoulder. Yes. Then clap three times up the middle. Yes. 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 At your heart, your third eye, and your crown, and see those sparkles. Do it again. Clap left. Yes. Clap right. Yes. Clap up the middle. Yes. 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 Do it a third time. Yes. yes, 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 then raise your arms high and paint the limitations that have been transformed and transcended, and your wish has come true through the rainbows coming down upon you. Then breathe, put your hands at heart center, right over left, and breathe in gratitude once more. Announce thank you to the universe, and take a moment to do this. Breathe. Energy does not stop. It merely transforms. You are helping everything within you that has been stored inside of you, that has manifested as physical issues and perceived problems, to be filled with light and released as you merely see it for what it is, an illusion. See it, address it, comfort it, love it up, and resolve and release it with Creator. You are that amazing and full of high vibrational light as an intuitive. You are. Again, remember to take notes throughout your day. Do the work and take your time. Be simplistic, methodical, uplifted, and understand the impact you are making on your world and the world around you by simply tuning in, humbly accepting where you are, and actively releasing. Please take care of yourself today and this entire week as you perform this work. Allow yourself to be nourished and supported through healthy foods, baths, long walks, sleep, and lots of water. The more you can take care of yourself, the easier the process will become. You are permanently shifting to higher vibration. It means more light is entering your body and stagnation must be released. This is amazing work. Tomorrow, we begin with the heart chakra. This is one of the most powerful energy centers in the entire body. Today's mantra: I am supported and empowered by my connection to light. I am supported and empowered by my connection to light. I am supported and empowered by my connection to light.